You're listening to Goldblatt Career, your podcast for helping you sort things out. On this episode, you will learn about one of the mysteries of sleep, lucid dreaming. What is lucid dreaming? How to start practicing it? And access the world of dreams, being aware of this unique realm, taking advantage of that one-third of our lives that we spent simply asleep. But before that, I'm excited to announce that I've collaborated with a few very interesting podcasters. So be sure to check them out if you're interested. Let's roll a quick promo.
Good morning. Are you ready for an old-fashioned radio show reminiscent of 1940s audio dramas and creature features? Then look no further than The Deddy Bones Show. That's right, it's me, your new favorite morning radio show host, Deddy Bones. Follow me, a 1980s radio DJ lost in a post-apocalyptic radioactive future, and discover tales of monsters and the supernatural from cultures around the world. If you like shows like Lights Out, Tales from the Crypt, Twilight Zone, or Are You Afraid of the Dark, then tune in every month to The Deddy Bones Show.
Twenty-four hours is like 3 weeks.
Wookies, lasers, Death Star.
So slugs up your butt is bad. Is that what we've gleaned from this?
Hi, we're the Culture Quest Podcast. We're on a quest to become more cultured people by discussing a movie, a music album, a book, or anything else really each episode. Check us out, culturequestpodcast.com.
And I'm Jane.
And we have a brand new podcast called Bedknobs and Broomflicks, where we talk about witches of the entertainment world. From the horror movies Warlock, Suspiria, The Witch, and The Blair Witch Project,
to the more comedic or whimsical such as Harry Potter, Hocus Pocus, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and The Blair Witch Project.
No movie, TV show, or book is off limits.
All witches, man witches, sorry warlocks, we're not calling you that, witches brews, witches of history, familiars, and witch-like activity will be discussed as we laugh and have fun talking about the wonderful world of witches.
So join us every other week for some fun witchy talk.
All witches welcome.
Do you enjoy podcasts with foul-mouthed hosts who talk about crime?
How about the ramblings of two insomniac moms trying to navigate life while also making a hobby of following every crazy murder and crime that pops up in the news?
Then look no further.
On True Crime Project, we cover everything from the local cases that keep us up at night
to big-name serial killers who also keep us up at night.
Join us weekly so that you too can have trouble sleeping.
And maybe even have a hand in helping us solve one of the mysterious unsolved murders or disappearances.
Check us out wherever you get your podcast fix.
All right, so let's get right into it. A lucid dream basically occurs when you are in a dream and you suddenly realize that you actually are in the dream. This is quite uncommon amongst people since we usually dream and think we are in reality, being unable to distinguish the real world from the dream world. When we start to wake up, only then do we realize how absurd the dream actually was. No matter how many times we dream in our lives, we still can't find a way to realize that we are in fact dreaming. There are days in which you think that you haven't dreamt anything at all. But this is not true. According to sleep specialists, we spend about 2 hours each night dreaming, with up to 3 to 5 dreams per night on average. Some people dream in color, while others only recall dreams in black and white. Nevertheless, we sometimes do get lucid dreams occasionally, whether it is by accident or by actually realizing we are in a dream because of the unusualness of it. In a lucid dream, you are able to control your dream self and the dream itself. Let's first go through the steps to exponentially improve your chances of lucid dreaming. It's all about training yourself and your mind to remember dreams and distinguish reality from dreams. Without further ado, let's get into the steps on how to lucid dream. Dream journal. This is an essential step for lucid dreaming. Keep it close to you at night and write down the dreams as soon as you wake up. Write down anything, even if you can only recall snippets of your dreams. A few words is better than nothing. You can also draw images if you can't really express some dreams with words to help you to further magnify the vividness of your dreams. The more you do this, the more you train your brain to remember the dream, which is important for lucid dreaming. Another alternative is to record your voice when you wake up. It is important to do this before thoughts about the day start to clutter your mind. Reality check. A reality check consists of a certain habit to remind you of the states of things in the real world. With consistency and practice, you will start following the habit in your dreams. For example, in dreams, when you read a text or the time on a clock, look away and then look back again, they'll be different each time you look, be blurry or nonsensical. When you look at your hands or feet in a dream, they'll often look distorted. You can also pinch your nose and close your mouth to test if you could still breathe. If you can, you are in a dream. These are all different types of reality checks. My personal favorite reality check is pushing two fingers from your right hand into the palm of your left hand and willing them to pass straight through. In the real world, it will of course never go through. However, in the dream world, it will pass right through. Mnemonic induction to lucid dreaming, or MILD. This technique involves repeating some kind of mantra each time you fall asleep, such as, tonight I know that I will have a lucid dream. When I'm dreaming, I will be aware that I am dreaming. You should repeat one phrase to enhance the awareness of your dreaming and convert it into an automatic habit. Personal dream signs. When you have enough dreams written down in your dream journal, you may start to see different patterns in your dreams. Familiarize yourself with them and you may recognize them while you dream, giving you a better opportunity to lucid dream. Some common dreams include falling down. This may be common to people who are very stressed. Meeting a celebrity. This may involve a personal need for recognition. Being chased. This nightmarish dream may involve insecurity or low self-esteem. Showing up late. This dream might be a sign that someone is overwhelmed and doing too much. Flying. This encourages a person to let go of all mundane issues and allow things to fall naturally into place. Note that these dream definitions are generalized and defined by psychologists. This means that they might not apply to all people. There is little scientific literature about this. It is all studied in psychology. Wake-induced lucid dreaming, or WILD. WILD occurs when you enter a lucid dream directly from the waking state. When going to bed, relax your body completely without moving until you enter what's known as sleep paralysis. You'll know when this happens the moment you feel a tingling sensation or your body being paralyzed. Notice and pay attention to the images behind your closed eyes, and you'll slowly start seeing more images pop up in your imagination. After a while, you'll be sucked into the images. At this point, you might be able to enter the dream. It's important to just let the images pop up. Don't get too excited or focus too much on one image, since it might disappear. When you are in sleep paralysis, you'll enter a dream a bit quicker, because you already are half asleep. Your body is already asleep. You just need to get your mind into the dream. However, not everyone wants to experience sleep paralysis, because it might be too frightening or uncomfortable, being unable to move but at the same time having your mind active in the waking state. And some people are simply restless and can't seem to stay still to reach sleep paralysis without falling asleep. However, you do not need to enter sleep paralysis. WILD can be done skipping the sleep paralysis part. Just jumping directly to focusing the images in your mind's eye. After a while, you'll start to imagine scenes. You'll have the image in your mind, but you can't see it in front of your eyes as a stable image. You'll start seeing images being more real and being drawn into them. Just start noticing them and don't focus too much. Eventually, you will be in the image itself, at which point you should start to slowly interact with it. Start touching or imagining you're touching an object inside the dream. When the dream solidifies more, you can start walking, moving your hands and feet. At this moment, you are completely inside the dream, and your outside body is paralyzed. This requires practice, and you may not be successful on your first attempt. You might even experience sleep paralysis, a state between dreaming and waking. You are awake, but you may experience hallucinations from your dream. A report in the journal Consciousness and Cognition identifies three common types of hallucinations. An intruder in the room with you, a crushing feeling on your chest or back, and a feeling of flying or levitating. There's also the possibility of sleep claustrophobia, which happens when a person is lucid in a dream, but they are unable to wake from it or manipulate it. If you are dedicated to lucid dreaming, whenever you awaken from a dream, write down snippets in your dream journal and go back to sleep. Afterwards, focus on the content of the dream, imagine that you were in the dream again and realize that you were dreaming, using some kind of reality check or dream sign. Most spontaneous lucid dreams occur when a person notices something bizarre and realizes he is in fact dreaming. Lucid dreaming normally occur during REM sleep, which stands for rapid eye movement. The first REM normally occurs 90 minutes after you fall asleep, with additional phases 90 minutes after your first REM experience. The goal is to wake up during a REM phase, then fall back asleep and continue to dream aware that you're dreaming. To speed up the lucid dream process, when you're about to go to bed, set an alarm to go off 4, 5, 6 or 7 hours after the time you sleep. Later REM phases are more likely to contain lucid dreams. But this depends entirely on your sleep schedule. The 6 or 7 hours are most likely to work. When you wake up from the alarm, remember if you were dreaming and start doing mild techniques and reality checks. The only mild downside, no pun intended, is that you may be disrupting your sleep for a few minutes. However, the advantage of that is being more likely to lucid dream. This, of course, shouldn't be practiced on a daily basis, but rather as an experiment to initiate lucid dreaming. Control excitement. The most common experience for new lucid dreamers is waking up due to the excitement of having a lucid dream. When this happens, you'll feel the dream getting unstable and begin to notice sensations from the real world. There are some techniques to avoid coming back to the real world and keep your lucid dreaming going. You can spin your body around, fall backwards, rub your hands together to distract yourselves from the sensations of your actual body. The more dreams you have in your dream journal, the higher the chance you'll have to become an expert in lucid dreaming. Just remember to please not jump out of the window trying to fly in real life, believing that you are in a lucid dream. So, to quickly recap this episode, lucid dreaming allows you to take advantage and being aware of that one-third of your life you spend sleeping, allowing you to access the world of dreams. Always keep a dream journal or a voice recording device so that you can record your dreams or snippets of your dreams whenever you wake up. A reality check such as pushing two fingers from your right hand into the palm of your left hand can allow you to become aware that you are in a dream. Mnemonic induction to lucid dreaming, MILD. It is a technique that helps you reinforce your brain with mantras, enhancing the awareness of your dreaming. Wake-induced lucid dreaming, WILD. It is a technique to reach a dream state while being awake, concentrating on the images behind your eyes without falling asleep, entering into a dream. Lucid dreaming can happen anytime you sleep, but it is most likely to occur during REM sleep, which starts 90 minutes after you fall asleep, especially predominant in later REM phases. If this advice was useful to you, please share with your friends or family and start lucid dreaming. Please subscribe, like, or follow the podcast to keep getting content to help you sort things out. Thank you for listening. See you next time.